And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of February, 2012. It's the birthday of the crime novelist Ruth Rendell, born London, 1930. Her mother was ill with undiagnosed multiple sclerosis, her parents unhappy with each other. And so the girl began writing about her life as if it were a story and happening to someone else. She was a reporter for a small London newspaper, for fun decided to write a detective novel entitled From Dune with Death, starring Chief Inspector Reginald Wexford. It came out in 1964. The inspector was overweight, slow, sloppy, but a thoughtful man, and she kept on writing. The latest Inspector Wexford mystery by Ruth Rendell, entitled The Vault, it came out last year. Ruth Rendell, who describes herself as a workaholic, obsessed by routine, who writes for about 4 hours every morning and then eats the exact same lunch, bread, cheese, salad, and fruit. She has produced an average of 2 books per year for almost 50 years and says, "I am quite happy to go on doing what I am doing now for the rest of my life. I don't see why I should stop." And it's the birthday of science fiction writer Andre Norton, born Alice Mary Norton in Cleveland, 1912, changed her name to Andre because she thought she'd have better luck selling her books as a man instead of a woman. She wrote spy thrillers, historical fiction, and then her first sci-fi, Star Man Sun, 2250 AD, came out in 1951, and she stuck with science fiction after that. Wrote more than 130 novels in her 70 years as a writer. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Kuhman entitled Getting Through. I want to apologize for all the snow falling in this poem so early in the season, falling on the calendar of bad news. Already we have had snow, lucid snow, surprising snow, bees and lamb's wool snow. Already snows of exaltation have covered some scars. Larks and the likes of paisleys went up. But lately, the sky is letting down large print flakes of old age. Loving this poor place, wanting to stay on, we have endured an elegiac snow of whitest jade, subdued biographical snows and public storms, official and profuse. Even if the world is ending, you can tell it's February by the architecture of the pastures. Snow falls on the pregnant mares, is followed by a thaw, and then refreezes so that everywhere their hill upheaves into a glass mountain. The horses skid, stiff-legged, correct position, break through the crust, and stand around disconsolate, lipping wisps of hay. Animals are said to be soulless, unable to anticipate. No mail today, no newspapers, the phone's dead. Bombs and grenades, the newly disappeared, a kidnapped ear go unrecorded, but the foals flutter inside warm, wet bags that carry them 11 months in the dark. It seems they lie transversely, thick as logs. The outcome is well known. If there's an April, in the last frail snow of April, they will knock hard to be born. Getting Through, a poem by Maxine Kuhman from her Selected Poems 1960 to 1990, published by W.W. Norton, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the 3 most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Priscilla Kinter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.